Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWO, cruising through Wednesday morning with you. The legislative session is concluded, and Barry Irwin joins us now, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Okay, so I'm looking at the statement here. It says, in many ways, 2025 legislative session was one of the most productive in recent years. How so?
Well, I would think from our perspective, whether you agree or disagree with a lot of the things they did a lot of stuff, and a lot of it was really big stuff. Now, again, I think there's agreement and disagreement over whether some of these things were good, but I think they were, a lot of them were consequential or significant in their scope, no matter what. And so in that sense, I guess we're just trying to say they really did a lot if you really take a look at it.
Like what, and how does it affect people day to day?
Well, I'll tell you. But a number of things. Number one, they did some huge reorganization in a lot of state agencies, more than we've seen in decades, DOTD being the chief one. Key there is they're trying to get our roads fixed, number one. You know, they spent $1.2 billion out of money out of one of our savings accounts, again, for roads, for economic development, things like that. They did make some changes in insurance. People, many might say they didn't go far enough. Some may say that they went too far. But they did make more changes in terms of litigation for auto insurance than basically anything we've seen in a long time. So I think, and, you know, big changes to the ethics law and campaign finance, too. I wouldn't put those in the good category, but they were significant. So I think when you put them all together, it was quite a lot that they did.
So they did a lot, but not all of it was good.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, we've been around these for a long time, and it's kind of hard to bat 1,000 at you know, in a legislative session. I mean, I think, you know, we've talked in the past, I think, about the ethics stuff. I mean, I think that was unfortunate. It's not nearly as bad as it was when it started. And, you know, there's some other legislation on ethics that did not make it through the process, which was good. You know, one of the other big things that happened is passed a constitutional amendment that could make big changes in the civil service system for state employees. So that's another major thing, which, you know, we have some concerns about some of that. So, you know, on the whole, again, I think they did some really good things. They did invest some money in good places, even though they, you know, took a lot out of a big savings account. But it turned out to me, I think, to be a pretty consequential legislative session.
So when you talk about DOTD, I'm a little bit confused about what, because the devil is always in the details, right? I don't quite know what they did with DOTD. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one in some ways to understand and get your head around, because they did a lot of different things. They reorganized the department in a lot of ways. They created an office of transformation to try and get things going. I think the bottom line is legislators over the last several years have been very disappointed in DOTD. They feel like they're bloated, that they have not been efficient, that they have not been able to deliver projects in a timely fashion, even though they put up the money for them. So they're just kind of going after it and trying to reorganize it in a lot of ways. They're also creating kind of another agency out of DOTD, if you want to call it that, which is focused on construction on state roads, not like the interstates or, you know, Highway 61 or, you know, the U.S. highways, but the state highways. to try and privatize, use third-party folks to actually do a lot of that work, take it out of being in-house, but with, private, sector folks doing a lot of that work, thinking that it's going to really speed up work. So it's going to be wait and see what happens, but it's a massive change of what they're really doing over there.
But so are you talking about contracting the work out to third parties or private-public partnerships like the Belchase Bridge, where people are going to be paying tolls to use the roads?
No, in this case, it's really just privatizing the work itself, not tolls or things like that. I think there is a sense that instead of DOTD being slow, which what many of them feel they've been in getting these projects out and getting them done, if they just leave, do them with, private sector people, as opposed to, and I'm talking about a lot of maintenance, the things that DOTD does itself a lot of times. If they let them get those things out to, private sector people, let them have those contracts, let them do it, it's going to be a lot faster. It'll save money. They don't have to buy equipment that they may only use once or twice a year, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be a big test to see if it actually works. But they, it's pretty ambitious what they're trying to do. And people are, as you know, very unhappy about the roads.
So it would then make DOTD instead of the contractor almost like the
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They wouldn't actually be doing the work. They would be, I'm trying to get my terms confused here. It would be like a home builder and hiring contractors. DOTD would be the overseer. They would hire private firms to do the work on the roads. Is that what's going on here?
I think that's the ultimate goal. This doesn't get them there in the immediate picture, but I think where they are really headed is something like that. And there are some models in other states where they do this, where it's really more outsourced as opposed, I'm talking about the engineering, the project design, all the way to the, the contracting, the building, the maintenance, the repair or construction, whatever it may be. So that basically almost all of those aspects, there's still oversight and that type of thing, but that those are taken out of the department, outsourced to, other companies who they feel like can do it quicker and, get it done more efficiently.
So does that mean people...
You said the devil of the details, and you're right.
Are people then laid off at DOTD? Because then it would seem like, well, if you're still paying the people at DOTD, you're going to have more money to pay the private contractor if they're doing it. Or let me take a break. We'll pick it up there when we come back. I'm just trying to figure out where the money's going to come from here. Because if DOTD was doing it, then you were paying DOTD employees to do it. If you're going to privatize it, well, then what happens to the money you were spending to pay the DOTD people to do it? I don't know. 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for a Better Louisiana, trying to understand what the session did as it relates to DOTD. So, Barry, I guess I'm confused. If DOTD is going to contract it out to private companies, then what happened to the budget for DOTD? Does the money come from that budget? Or do people lose their jobs at DOTD to pay the private contractors, or if not, what are the people at DOTD going to be doing? You understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think it's going to be a transition, but I think you're right. I mean, I really think they're trying to turn DOTD into another kind of agency than it is. And I think there'll be some transition. But I think at the end of the day, yeah, you probably will see some layoffs, or you will see people maybe rotating from a job they're in now to a different kind of job that may not be a classified job that has protections that civil service provides them now. I mean, I said classified, unclassified mm-hmm. job that does not provide the protections. So I think there's going to be a transition. But what I think that you're ultimately going to see is a shrinking of DOTD as an agency. And their hope is that those dollars would be used more efficiently and effectively to get projects out the door quicker. So they're hoping for better results with a smaller agency, but it's going to be a transition of shrinkage, I think. Yeah.
Because as a taxpayer, what I heard is, okay, we're going to take Barry Irwin, Chief Policy Officer for Leaders for Better Louisiana, we're going to contract his work out. Okay, well, what happens to Barry then? Are we still going to pay him or not? Because if we are, then why are we still paying Barry? No offense, Barry. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general. You know, that's the way I look at it.
No, I appreciate that. I think Barry won't get paid. Ultimately is where we're headed, because I think there is going to definitely be a shrinkage of this. Either that or a transition with people, you know, into the private sector. But, yeah, I mean, I think the goal is to shrink the size of DOTD, let it do its job in a different way with more outsourcing and, you know, privatization.
Only 20 seconds left. How does that compare with other states, do you know?
Other states do similar things, but we are in a transition from one agency to another, which will be very unique, and it's something we're going to have to all keep our eyes on and watch closely.
Yeah, because you know, in the weeds, that's where most of the cheating goes on if you've ever played golf for money. Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it. We'll come back. True, it's true. We'll talk to Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, about facial recognition technology and more when we return here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.